Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Seric Wisdom for Laser Focus. Today, we're diving into something super crucial for navigating life, building emotional intelligence, specifically when it comes to relationships. Ever felt like you were speaking different languages with your loved ones? Or maybe you've just had one of those, why did I say that? Moments where you realize communication went south fast. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy self-help buzzword, it's the superpower we all need to build stronger, more fulfilling connections. It's about understanding our own emotions, recognizing those in others, and responding with empathy and compassion. Think of it as the GPS for your relationships, helping you navigate the twists and turns, avoid those emotional roadblocks, and arrive at a destination of genuine connection. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. Before we can effectively understand others, we gotta get to know ourselves first. What triggers you? What are your go-to coping mechanisms? Are you a go-with-the-flow person, or do you prefer structure and predictability? Knowing your own emotional landscape is like having an internal map. It helps you identify patterns, anticipate reactions, and ultimately, communicate more effectively. 2. Active listening. It's more than just hearing. It's easy to get caught up in formulating our response while someone else is talking, but true listening involves being fully present. I mean, put down the phone, make eye contact, and really absorb what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back on what you hear to show understanding, and resist the urge to interrupt unless it's a genuine hold on, let me grab some popcorn because this is getting a good kind of moment. 3. Empathy. Stepping into their shoes. This is where things get really powerful. Empathy isn't about agreeing with someone or minimizing their feelings, it's about trying to see the world from their perspective. Imagine yourself in their situation, considering their experiences, values, and beliefs. It doesn't mean you have to condone everything they do, but it helps foster understanding and compassion. Think of it like this. Empathy is the emotional bridge that connects us. Thor. Emotional regulation. Taming the inner beast. We all have those moments when emotions run high: anger, frustration, sadness. It's a natural part of being human. But learning to regulate these emotions is key to healthy relationships. Take some deep breaths, count to 10 or 20. Practice mindfulness techniques or engage in activities that help you de-stress. Remember, taking control of your emotional responses shows maturity and respect for those around you. 5. Clear communication. Speaking your truth. This one seems obvious, right? But often, we fall into patterns of communication that can create misunderstandings. Be direct, honest, and respectful. Use such statements to express your feelings and needs, and actively listen to the other person's perspective. Remember, clear communication is like oil for the wheels of any relationship. It keeps things running smoothly. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're having dinner with your significant other, everything seems great, then suddenly, bam. A heated debate erupts over who forgot to take out the trash. It happens to the best of us. Now, instead of letting things escalate into an emotional shouting match, you remember these key takeaways. You take a deep breath, actively listen to their perspective, express your feelings calmly and respectfully, and work together to find a solution. Boom. You've navigated a potentially volatile situation with grace and empathy. So there you have it, 5 powerful principles for building emotional intelligence and fostering stronger relationships. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress and continuous learning. Let me ask you this. What's one small step you can take today to implement these insights into your relationships? Share it in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Clarity First. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.